Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It is always game day in Cleveland. He's Darryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin, brought to you by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. So, Darryl, you know, you were talking about concerts in the potential new dome that would open in 2029. How about the fact that the Browns decided they want to do a major concert on draft night with Journey?
Yeah.
Tell me what this is all about, my friend.
Don't stop believing, right?
does this make you think they're going to make a major
pick
too if they're going to do that?
Yeah, I don't think they're trading down or drafting a tackle or something.
You think the fact they're bringing Journey in for the draft is a sign that they're going to draft a quarterback?
I think it's a sign that they've got big, big plans for draft night. Well, I mean, why would you do, like, think about that. Why would you do that?
Because the Browns haven't had a first round pick in 3 years. They really haven't done a whole lot. I heard this argument today too, and I agree with some of the stuff. Season ticket holders have been, you know, they need something to hang their hat on because they're not getting a whole lot on the field.
They raised ticket prices again.
Yeah. So,
I mean, 14 season.
I mean, you're doing a private concert for Journey, right, for your season ticket holders.
I wouldn't exactly say the Browns read the room by raising season ticket prices after a 3-14 season. But, it's great that they're doing that, right? I've had some fans text me that I'm friends with and say, hey, I wish they gave us better season ticket gifts rather than, you know, a Journey concert. But,
right,
you know, hey, something's you know, that's obviously better than, you know, what fans feel that the Browns have given them as far as, you know, additional perks and things like that. But yeah, the fact that it is, you know, done for season ticket holders on draft night, I think is pretty cool. I mean, Journey tickets were not cheap when they were here a couple of years ago down on the lakefront. So the fact that the Browns are bringing these guys back to come in and do a pre-draft show, I think it's going to be like from 6 to 8. It's going to be like a 2-hour
supposed to play show. Right up until the pick, right?
Yeah.
And then do they come back out after they make the pick? And then,
we do know one song that's probably off the set list is Separate Ways. Miles Garrett's back. So,
right. That's a good point.
Okay. They're probably not going to have to play that song, but I don't know. And especially because they kept Miles Garrett, I'm thinking, all right, well then why would they draft Abdul Carter now? Cause they kept their franchise pass rusher. So
because you could be great on both sides of the defensive line. I don't know. That's a good idea to me if I think so. So
what if they trade up to number one to take Cam Ward? What if
all right?
What if that
works?
Right? because I think Cam Ward's a better prospect than Shedeur Sanders. I'm not a big Shedeur Sanders fan.
So you're trying to tell me here on March 18th that this is already a done deal, that Tennessee will switch with us?
No, I'm not trying to tell you that. I'm just
Well, I mean, they're bringing Journey in for this thing. That's why I just think I don't know how you can equate the fact they're bringing Journey in with the fact that they're going to make a big deal and this has got to be a quarterback as their selection. What happens if they trade the pick away? I mean,
Journey's going to have to keep playing. They're going to have to come out for an encore.
That's right. They'll keep playing. Hey, by the way, we traded the pick. All right. Wheel in the sky.
Yeah. The other thing that's kind of interesting is no team in the NFL has made a trade involving their first round pick so far. Everybody owns their first round pick. First time in a very long time that we're this deep. We're recording this on March 18, right?
Right.
There have been no trades involving first round picks. Everyone owns their own pick. So we'll see if some things get moved around. But yeah, I kind of feel like, the Browns are painted into a corner because as we're recording this right now, they only have one quarterback. His name is Kenny Pickett.
Right. And we haven't even talked about that yet. What are your thoughts on Kenny Pickett?
Yeah. Okay. He's better than DTR.
Yeah. That's, I think, too. I'm telling you, the day they traded for him, my phone was filled with throw up emojis. And I'm like, guys, chill out. I go, first of all, there's no guarantee he's a starter. They'll give him a chance to be the starter, but it also depends on what the rest of the room looks like. Is he better than DTR? That's what I think you had to ask yourself, and the answer is yes.
Yes, he can actually read a playbook.
So there you go.
He's by default better than DTR. I just feel like that just the way reading the tea leaves, it makes too much sense for that not to draft a quarterback. Now, I'm not saying I agree with that. I hate making decisions based on needs or because you feel like you're painted into a corner. But, Andy, that's kind of where they're at right now.
Of course they are.
They
need a quarterback.
They got to take a swing, and you don't know unless you take a swing. So, for me, it's you got to come away with either Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. I have questions about both of those guys. I'm not confident in either one of them, but – this is just where the Browns are at. So, I guess I'm resigning myself to accepting that is what ultimately Andrew Berry is going to decide to do come draft night.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Kirk Cousins' name was on the table all over the place. There were people that had said they thought Kirk Cousins would already be on the roster as of Monday of this week. And then the Falcons decided to give him his $10 million bonus, roster bonus. So is he on the table, off the table, or is Atlanta just looking for some return compensation for him?
I think he's off the table for right now.
For right now. Isn't that the key? Yeah, I think it's for right now too. Okay.
They paid the bonus. The reality is the Browns cannot trade for that contract as is. Okay. Because they don't have the salary cap room to be able to absorb the contract existing. There's got to be a restructure there. Falcons gonna have to pay some more of that contract, whatever. Because the whole premise is he'd get released by Atlanta and then he'd come here on a close to veteran minimum deal, similar to what Kenny Pickett's being paid. Kenny Pickett's around $2.4 million, something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's about what you'd want to have to pay Kirk Cousins. So that's the theory behind that. You look at some of the other quarterbacks that have already signed contracts this offseason, you're talking 10, 20 plus million dollars for those guys. That's out of the Browns budget right now for what they can afford to do. Not from a cash standpoint, but from a cap standpoint, because you don't want to make any long-term commitments to these guys either. Like, keep that in mind. You're already getting a ton of cap cash down the road with Deshaun Watson, so you don't want to have to bring in a guy, pay him $10, $20 million a year in cash. That's fine, but then you got to do all these void years or whatever to keep that salary cap number low. So, you're talking guys like Russell Wilson, which I don't know at this point if that's going to happen. He left Berea really without any kind of an offer.
Do you want that to happen? I don't. I'm going to be honest. I don't want it.
I'll be honest. I'm just indifferent. I'm indifferent on what they do with the veteran quarterback at this point, Andy, because there are no good options. Like there's no one that if they don't get him, I'm going to sit here and say, boy, Andrew Berry really missed the boat on that one. And so I'm just kind of in wait and see mode. Let's see what Andrew Berry ultimately does. And that's just going to be what it is. There's going to be no reason to get upset. No reason to be, firing off hot takes or whatever. Like, there are no good options at quarterback this offseason. There are no good options.
I think the only other thing they really can do that would, totally excite people is if they decided to make another trade for somebody's starting quarterback right now because they drafted somebody and they were like, all right, we're time to turn the page, but that doesn't guarantee it. And then if somebody else has a starting quarterback that's worth anything, why would they trade him anyway? So I do think you're right. They're boxed in.
Or one of these young quarterbacks that are on a team's roster but not getting an opportunity right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's a flyer. That's what fans have to understand. No matter what is going to happen at the quarterback, Kenny Pickett was a flyer.
Yeah, he was.
Everything they're going to do at quarterback this year, whether they sign somebody, whether they trade for another guy, they're going to draft somebody. All of it, Andy, is throwing it on the wall and hoping it sticks. That is what the quarterback situation is for the Browns this offseason. It is an absolutely awful place to be in, but that's where they're at. And part of that's Andrew Berry's fault. So, you made your bed. You got to lie in it now. But there are no good options, draft or in free agency. So throw against the wall. See if you get lucky. Maybe you find lightning in a bottle and act. Hey, what if Kenny Pickett turns out to be something, right?
You never know. I agree with you on that. You
never know. So you have to take swings at it at this point. You got to take some shots and hope something works, because here's the thing, Andy. I'm projecting that the Browns are going to be in a similar position this time next year anyway. So you'll be right there to take another swing.
That one could be Manning.